So we're going to have a class next week? Or?
No. All right, the 28th of Tammuz, Tavshin Ayin Hey. This is the Making of a Minyan, Part 2, the Tzuvah Merabonon. So last week we were discussing the general area of who joins the Minyan, who's counted for the Minyan, and we left off with the din of a katan. And we discussed the Gemara in Brachos of Tisha v'katan mitstarfin. You can have nine adult males plus a katan, a male child, can link, attach himself to the minyan, a katan with a sefer Torah, and one of the girsos in the Rishonim, a katan who is holding a sefer Torah. So we explained then what the Rav said, that you have a minyan. A minyan is really 10 adult males, but there's a separate din, and this is the sheet of the Gemara we discussed, of an Eda. An Eda means a representative community of Israel, an assembly of Jews. An Eda, a congregation. An Eda can be constructed in a different way than just 10 adult males. The one way is Tisha V'Katan. Tisha V'Katan means, since a Katan will eventually grow in to the minyan, the bar, the preclusion is only age, so therefore he's representative of an Eda. Based on this, based on that sheet, we say that if you have Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, needs a minyan also. V'negdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So katan can be mitzvah for that minyan as well. If you have nine adult Jews and then a katan, so the katan is mitzvah as well. Woman's a different din. It's arguable whether a woman is included even for negdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, but certainly with a minyan not, because her preclusion is categorical. It's not conditional. Categorical means a woman is not will never grow into an adult male. Not under normal circumstance. We're living in a different world today. But will never grow into an adult male, as opposed to a katan whose bar is conditional, meaning once the condition of minority is removed and the katan achieves the majority, then that katan will be a male, so that he can count as an Eda. And like the Rav says as well, certainly a katan holding a Sefer Torah, since the Sefer Torah is what links all Jews together, it's an even greater bond of Eda. Nonetheless, that opinion is only observed b'shas adchak. And in ordinary circumstance, we wouldn't count a katan for the minyan, even if he was holding a sefer Torah.
Is there an age for a katan?
That's the topic tonight. A katan is below bar mitzvah.
Yeah, but I mean, three, four, five.
Oh, mean to hold a sefer Torah? No.
How do you find a katan?
Right, so that you could say it's any katan, even a child mutal ba'arisa, a child in a cradle, is also a katan. Certainly a katan hayodela mimavarchin would be part of a zimun. He knows what brachos to say. That's already a higher level. But mikra din, again, it's not the halacha, but once you say a katan can be an eda, part of an eda, because the only bar is age, which is a condition, a situation, so even katan mutal barisa would qualify according to that. The question is, yes? Yeah, but shasat chak, but it's not real. What's the shasat chak?
Yeah, if you only have nine, then that's shasat chak.
No, of course not. No, the shasat chak would be, let's say, lame parsha zachar. All right, that may be shasat, or neila. What's that?
Town only has nine.
I'm not so sure you would. You would count it as a shasat chak, because then, you can't make a shasat chak into something normal, or it would have to be an unusual circumstance.
One-time situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, infrequently. But again, many acharnim say even infrequently you can't. That a minyan is a minyan. You need asara.
What about in the hospital, let's say, you need to count the katan at that point.
For a hospital, for what purpose?
They don't have a minyan in the hospital, but that.
I think people in a hospital are exempt from Tefillah Tzibur, so let's not impose too much on them.
Mikra
Megillah for sick person. You don't need a minyan for that. Yeah. That's a din in Baravim Hadras Melech, but a theory person can read for himself also. The question is, I thought this is where Jackie was headed, and that's what we begin with today. It's on page 75, letter Dalid. In the handout, Meima Taikota Nasa Gadolin in Tzeref Laminyan. When does a katan considered to be a gadol? When is a child considered to be an adult in relation to joining him to the minyan? What's the stage? So he writes, "Midibur Yishonim de la'el ola shem mavar ze talui b'hitpatchut hafizet shel adam mishayavi shtei sarot." The classic definition you have in the Gemara is when a child reaches puberty. When a child reaches puberty, then the child is considered an adult. So the Mishnah says in Nida, to the sixth parak, Tinoka shevi ashtei saras acholetzes omis yabemes v'chayeves pachamitzos amuras betora. A child, a girl, who achieves puberty, so then she is eligible already to be choletzes, all right, to receive chalitza, or Miss Yabama, she could be married by her late husband's brother. V'chayeves p'chol mitzvos amuras b'Torah, and she's obligated in all mitzvos. That's considered already a gedola. The Gemara asks, if we're saying chayeves p'chol mitzvos amuras b'Torah, so why is chalitza and yibum singled out? The Gemara discusses that there. V'chayin tinok she'evi shtei saros chayev p'chol mitzvos amuras b'Torah. So to a boy who reaches puberty, he's obligated to all the mitzvahs in the Torah as well. V'ro Elios ben Sora mor mishayavi shtei sar such yakev zokon atachnam v'lo elyon ela shadibrucham b'loshin nekiya. And a child who achieves the age of puberty, he is the child who is eligible to be a ben Sora umore, the rebellious son. It's a period of 6 months, roughly, from the time the two hairs are seen, Acha Yaakov Zakan, until one hair is longer. And we're talking about Zakana Tachdon below the waist, not the beard, Ha'elyon, but Chazal always used Lashonikiyah. So that seems to be the criterion in the Gemara, Mishehevi Shtei Saros. Of course, Mishehevi Shtei Saros is not dependent on age. What's the age of puberty? Well, we know the age of bar mitzvah is 13 for a boy and 12 for a girl. What's the age of puberty? A girl reaches maturity earlier than a boy does. And it seems, I haven't looked it up today, it seems that's the norm in society as well. The age of puberty actually has gotten a little younger in the last century and a half, but now it begins at 10 or 11 for a girl and 11 or 12 for a boy. That's the average. So certainly by the time of bas mitzvah 12, bar mitzvah 13, in most cases, puberty will have been achieved already. Now, it's not as if the Gemara does not mention this at all. Where do we know that bar mitzvah is the age of 13? That's the Mishnah of us in the fifth parak, ben shlosh yisrael mitzvahs. That's the obligation. In which case, you find that there are two different criteria. Now, the question we're going to deal with is, are those two separate criteria? Are they intertwined? Are they shiurim? Are they standards that can be applied either way, l'chumra or l'kula? All right? What's l'chumra? So l'chumra, you know, he's obligated in the mitzvahs. What's l'kula? Let's say, hey, he commits a crime at the age of 13, but tends to be a cotton. All right? Is he then not liable? So it could go l'kula l'chumra. So these two separate standards, are they in conflict or are they parallel to each other? Gemara says in Kiddushin,
well, once he's 13, he can never be considered a cotton.
Let's see. Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Tezamet Beis, D'Tanya, Ben Teisha Shom Shevi Shtei Saras Shuma. If a 9-year-old displays two hairs, sign of puberty, shuma, it's considered a mole, but not a sign of maturity. Mi ben teshom yom echad ad ben yudbei shana v'yom echad v'odom bo, if he still has it from ages 9 to 12, it's still considered a shuma, it's still a mole, and again, not a sign of maturity. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda omer simon. No, it's not a shuma, it's not a mole, it's already considered a siman, a sign of bagrus, a sign of maturity. Ben yud gimel shon of yom echad, divrei hakol siman. But according to all opinions, if a child shows two hairs at 13, then everyone holds that's a siman, that's a sign of bagrus. But notice already from the language of the Gemara, once you're saying that if he's 13 and he has the hairs, it's a sign of bagrus, it means, at least in theory, that the age of 13 alone would not constitute the age of bagrus, that you would need the age of 13, including signs of maturity as well. Look at the note. Klomar, Gil Shlosha Sriatz Menakovelin in Mitzvot. The age of 13, according to this, would not be sufficient to obligate the child in Mitzvos, as we would seem, as the Mishnah in Avos would seem to indicate. Elarak Maves Simon Haimit Haipatchut HaPhysiologit Hi Achein Simon LeGadlut. Rather, it just constitutes a sign whether his physiological development is in fact a sign of maturity. In other words, kasher yeshra gil ein hanar nechshav legadol, where there's just age, then the child's not necessarily a gadol. Elam kein hevi siman lacha gil shlosh esrei ukefisha nifsek alocha b'shulchan aruch, and that shulchan aruch says la olam hu katan ad sheyovi shtei saros. A child, the Mechaber says, is only considered a katan until he achieves puberty and he's 13 years of age. Or said a different way, until two hairs are visible after the age of 13. Meaning until the age of 13, the Shtei Saros are not going to be mechayev him in Mitzvahs. Yeah, it's a practical question. I will see it in a little while. But let's say a child is 12 years old. A child has signs of maturity. Is he chayiv min atar to fast on Yom Kippurim? It's in Isser Kares. From here you see, no. La olam hu katan at shevish teisaras. I'm not getting involved in the area of tzom lechinuch, l'shos. Just stam. Is he obligated? Not necessarily, because he's still considered a katan.
After 13.
After 13.
And one day.
And a day.
Well, no.
So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Lav dafka yom." Elakevat shenichnas tchilas yom mishnas yudalat afilu shachas vilrega achas sagi. It's enough that you start the 14th year. It's interesting. People always confuse us that you need a day. But here's the mistake. You take a yahrzeit, for example. All right. Let's say yahrzeit is Yud Iyar. Okay. Yud Iyar starts the next year. In other words, the previous year ends Tes Iyar. If your birthday is Ches Iyar, like me. So Ches Iyar starts the next year. The birthday always the birthday is not the end of the previous year. End of the previous is the previous day. The birthday starts the next year. Shlosh Esrei Shana V'Yom Echad means that you have 13 full years. The Yom Echad is your birthday. So that's the day. It's a practical shaila, by the way. It comes up. I'll give you a good case. A good case. Let's say a kid is born on. Let's say a kid is born on Ches Iyar. All right. Use me as an example. Shabbos. Chesi, let's say I'm born Shabbos right before Mincha. Okay? So my bar mitzvah is 13 years later. Let's say my bar mitzvah falls out the same time on Shabbos. Chesiyar. Alright? It doesn't matter when I was born, but let's say the bar mitzvah is on Shabbos Chesiyar. The day before is a Zayin Iyar. Am I considered bar mitzvah before Shabbos? Let's say I make early Shabbos. Alright? I'll ask a simple question first. I was born before Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. Have not to be in my case, but nonetheless. Am I bar mitzvah already the night before? In theory, I'm missing a day. So no, that's the Mishnah Berurah here. Afilu rega achas, shah achas. Once that day begins, once Ches Iyar comes, then it's sufficient. Also, what about the next case? The next case being if you start Shabbos early. Do you have the ability to hasten the day, hasten Ches Iyar, even though if you look outside, it's still Zayin Iyar? All right. That's an interesting shayla dealt by the poskim. It could be that a child should not daven for the Yom in such a case, because he hasn't yet reached it, but you'd make a compelling case that if you're Mekabel Shabbos, you're Mekabel Shabbos, you're Mekabel Ches Iyar as well, and therefore that would apply also. So the Shlosh Esrei Shon of Yom Echad means the birthday. Afilu Noah Bisof Yom Rosh Hashanah Kemish Adain Hu Vada Yom Nasa Ben Yigim Lushan Betchilas Leil Rosh Hashanah Shoshnas Yodalad Vibena Shmoshas Beis HaLeidu Dainina Leil Sofek Vizin Lechum B'chaldova Shumadaraisa. If a child's born in Ben Hashmoshas, he's born Ben Hashmoshas, then we always adjudicate it's a Sofek and we go Lechumra in any Da'araisa. So it's clear that a Katan cannot be part of a minion. Alright? But, now we ask the question, returning to our issue. When we say a katan advances beyond his katnus, the age of godless, so what do we mean? Do we mean a child of 13? Or do we mean a child hevi shtei saros? The Beis Yosef says in Siman Nun Hei,
according to where we're up to now, it can't be just a saros. even if he was 13 and didn't have Stasha, he wouldn't be guilty.
Okay, let's see. So Beis Yosef says, Umashma, Shimlo Hevi Shtei Saros, Eino Mashlim Minyan Afilu Gadol Kama Achi Yatsu Rov Shnosov Shizbar Shu Saris. Comes out from this, from some of the Rishonim at least, that if he does not reach puberty, he cannot complete the Minyan, even if he's older than 13, until most of his years are finished. That means 20. As a child, God forbid, reaches 20, and is not has not exhibited signs of puberty, then we assume he's a saris, he's a eunuch, and we'll consider him a gadol in theory in any event. Vekasav Mahari Kolon, B'shosh Memtes. This is the Maharik, Rabbi Yosef Kolon. Mashe Kasav B'sefer HaMachkim. D'suge da'alma lo avdikach. We don't act like this. We don't act like this. Hainu lahatzich shtei saris, to require two hairs. Avo mikol makom tzarich lios ben yud gimel shana al divrei hamachim uposkim acham kama rosh uvna rabbi yaakov betur arachayim. So in fact, we'll see that generally we follow the Maharik, that we'll go by the objective criterion of years and not the subjective criterion of shtei saros. So just to summarize, midivrei shonim mashma that you need two saros. But the Maharik is Mekil, and he relies just on age, the objective criterion. Lemasa nechleku bazal shulchan aruch v'rama. And here Siman Nun Hesif Hey, Mechaber says, Im lohevi shtei saras afil hu gadol b'shonim, dino kikaton achiyatzu rov shnosov shen yizbar shu saras. He quotes exactly what he said in the Beis Yosef, that you need puberty, even if he's older than 13. And if he's older than 13 and he still does not display any signs of puberty, he's considered a katan until Rav Shnosov here means 20. But the Ramah says, Umiyu emidaktikim bizaros. We don't inspect for puberty, or get arrested today anyway. Elikol shegia lechal shnosov michazkina nosa kegadol ve'omer l'nyanzem istame hevi shtei saros. As long as a person reaches the age of mitzvos, meaning shlosh esrei, 13, then it's chazaka, he's a gadol. Now again, like I said before, let's say the age of puberty today, on average, is 11, 12, so it's a good chazaka that most boys will reach the age of puberty by 13, and most girls by 12. It would seem pretty clear, so the chazaka is well established. Mipashat advarim mashma shal shulchan aruch nokat kedas rov rishonim. Pashas is mechaber held like most rishonim that you need shtei saros, you need the subjective, meaning godless is defined by the individual and not by the objective criterion. Vilar hamo heikel kedivrei amarik. That to join him to minyan, it's enough that he is old enough, age-wise, and you don't have to inspect for puberty.
What's the basis of being minyan?
What's that?
It's not saying he paskens differently.
You see the basis, because the Mishnah says, Ben Shloshei Lemitzvos. The Mishnah says, 13 is the age. So you see, he had two different criterion. Criteria being used.
Does Sfardim hold from...
No. It was even Sfardim adopted the... The Shlosh Yisrei. Omnom, be'iyu medugdak b'div Ramah, if you, we analyze the Ramah carefully, Rom shu gam sovash mikra din l'nin gadlut nitzrachot shtei sarad. You see, the Ramah also requires two hairs. Elek shekasher anar migil shlosh of ma'alo, on me'enchim shemistam mehevi shtei sarad, gam b'li luvdok b'fal. It's not that the Ramah abandoned the notion of Shtei Saros as the criterion, but rather the Ramah says we presume at the age of 13 that a child is maybe Shtei Saros, and therefore no inspection is required. Now this is based not only in the Mishnah, but on what's called Chazaka de Rava. It's the Gemara Nida, Daf Memvav, Amad Aleph, number 23. Rava, Ktana Shegi L'chal Shino Seha, Eina Tzricha Bedika, Chazaka Hevia Simanim. And this is the what the Maharik based it on. A girl reaches age of mitzvahs, age of 12, so she doesn't require any badika. The case here is relating to meyun. Remember, a mother, older brothers have the right, if the father's deceased, to marry off their sister, their daughter slash sister as a katana to a man. That's her own protection. But she has the right of meyun. She could be mima'enes until the age of 12. This is a practical issue. Up to the age of 12, she can. And the marriage ends, doesn't even need a get. Once she reaches the age of 12, she's going to need a get. She's considered gedolos. It's a, not a need a get, but she can't marry Cohen as a grusha. Ma'enes is allowed to marry Cohen, as if the kiddusha never happened. So there are dramatic ramifications depending on age. Rava said, we don't do badika. If she reaches the age of 12 in years, chazaka hevia simonim. That's true regarding meyun, ach lo le'inyan chalitza. That is to say, kedei latir de chalitza, tzrichim ladas bevadosh hevia shtei saras. To free her through chalitza, then we have to know for sure that she is a ketana. What's the difference? So he writes that many achronim, hel shazber lekachu, this chazok is not definitive, but rather creates a safek. So regarding meyun, luchumra, somchna chazok azo. Regarding chalitza, lukula, tefriya, we're not so mechanet. So therefore, it just depends on the case. Based on this, many poskim hold that we'll rely on this chazaka for dinim derabanan, safek derabanan lukula. But regarding the orises, they were not going to say Safek Doraisa Luchumra, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah explained the Ramah. The Ramah had said, Shekol Shegil Chalshin Osav Mechazkina Nosaki Gadol Veomrilin in Zem is Stamo Hevi Shtei Saras. So the Chavetz Chaim said, Ratzaloma. Then a Tfil Shemid Rabbanam. Regarding Tfila, Minyan, so we rely on him once he reaches the age of 13, even if he might not have Shtei Saras. Afil dasa poskim tefilahi da raisa al kolponim tzerif asar lav da raisu. Even if, according to those who say tefilas da raisa, first of all, I'm not sure Chazar Sashatz is da raisa, but even so, linking him to the minion is not a da raisa. Counting him is not a da raisa. Al kain samchin al zev arminan kevin shabel lachal shnosov mistam mehevi shtei saras. The rov anosh mekev shagil lachal shonim mistam mehevim shtei saras. So regarding the Rabbanon, such as counting for minyan, that will count him as well. Avalin and Shar Chivu Daraisa Einamor. Regarding other Chivu Daraisa, there it won't help. The age of 13 won't help. What are we talking about? So let's say we're talking about him being Motzi people in a Daraisa. That's why we're careful not to have a Katan. Actually, it happens all the time. A Bar Mitzvah doesn't read the Parsha Zachar. That's why I always read it, by the way. Because but the Balkori is motzi people in a Doraisa. Rather than subject the child to examination, we just assume that we're not going to apply the chazak of Shonim.
You mean it every year? Well, it's a bar
mitzvah. Yeah,
but that's why. Because I don't want to single out a bar mitzvah. But that's why. I mean, I did it when I saw it for quality control. But nonetheless, there are b'nai mitzvah that take place on Parshas Zachar, and the child never reads. And that's the reason, because you don't want to situate. If he's not Mevish Tesaros, then he can't be Motzi others. And in today's climate, you can't inspect. I'm not sure in any climate you could have inspected, but nonetheless, that's why it's not.
Is that the motive of not having Badika?
I mean, I could see it being pleasant, you know. No, I don't. I mean, why they don't do it? Could be. Yeah, it could be. I mean, certainly for a girl. Although you find cases where you have bedika, the women will inspect the women and men. Like they'll take, Gemara's cases where they'll take a girl into a bathhouse, etc. But trust me, today, forget about it. It's not happening. Misof dvar avola, shegam nemar shechazaka d'rab mevuseset al rov, alken yishlis machala, lichor, if you don't know daraisa, adayin tzarech lachshash med rabbala miyot ha-matzu shal norm she'ena meviim adayin tzar begil shalosh esrei. So nonetheless, even though the chazaka d'rov is based on the rov have reached puberty at the age Chazal indicated, and you can rely on it, nonetheless, d'araisas, we don't, because there is a mir ha-matzui, in which it might not happen. Mir ha-matzui. What's a mir ha-matzui? If I remember correctly, I think Rav Shechter said either 5% or 10% is a mir ha-matzui. So 1% is not. But if you have 5%, 1 in 20, or 10%, 1 in 10, which I guess is possible, if 11, 12 is the average, then we're not going to rely on that for daraisas. Lamasa, the Piskei Tshuvos writes, number 25, Kishenasa Yud Gimel Shana Afilu Im Ein Yadua Im Evi Shtei Saras Kaim La Locha Kedivar Amosha Dina Kegadol. Everybody holds that's 13 years. John asked before, Va'afa Svardim Nogin Kain. Even the Svardim, notwithstanding the Mechaber, they hold the same thing at 13. Va'afilu Badakuhu. The Yadua Vadai Shelo Hevi Shtei Saras. Even if they wouldn't expect a kid taking to the mikveh the day of his bar mitzvah, and he does not have any hairs at all, any signs of puberty. It's possible that he had and they fell off. At the age of 13, everyone is obligated mitzvahs like a gadol, every katon. Vedino kegadol sarf leminu chol shar mil darbana avalolu daraisa. Same thing exists on a daraisa level. Now, there are not many daraisas where we would say that. Not many cases, and Parsha Zohar is one. But could a child make kiddush for people? Yeah, I don't see why not. Darbana. Could he blow shofar? Be another one. That's right. That would be another one. Yeah, that's why. By the way, some had a din of he had to be 20 years old. Because 20 years old of vaday gadol. Even the shuls had someone under the age of 20, or even not married. But let's end the age of 20. That's where it's from. Because once you hit 20, according to everybody, you're a gadol, even if the neshtei sar is gadol, but nebuch asaris.
Shofar,
right. Because blowing shofar, you motzi others, he can blow for himself, that he could do. Uvisafek in ben yud gimel shana im lav, linin starfus linin in hevi derabana, eshel hak misham svek sek, if he's 13, if it's a suffix whether he's 13 or not, what's a suffix? Let's say they just miscalculated his birth, they forgot his birth date. It's even make of sex fake as well. Dafilo katan yeshmatil tzarif leminyan m'safek b'shanim achregil achal siman yeshachshiv gadol achal davar v'inyan. Let's take the reverse case. Let's say they don't know when his birthday is. It's the range of a month or two, but he's already heavy shesaros. Then you can count him for a minyan svek sveka, because maybe it's his birthday. Even if not, you can have the opinions that a katan is eligible to be counted in the minyan as well. V'yesh letzayin ki naktina lamasa shemiyat shemolo yigim ulshana dino kegadol v'charas rov gadol ha-poskim. We have to note that as soon as he reaches the age of 13, he's considered a gadol, as most of the poskim held. Velo nagina lahachmik esovrim lahamtan shiyah ben yigim ulshanam shleim eis leis mishashan olad. As soon as the day, this is what the Mishnah Berurah had said, I tried to explicate. As soon as the day comes, you don't need a full 13 years. So again, take the case of someone born before Mincha, right? So the night before, he's already a gadol, even if the 13 full years have not been achieved. Im nol ben hashmashos, yesh linkad l'chum l'chayv v'anachas tefillin v'chom mitzvos mayom ha-kodem, efshar gam l'tzarf l'minyan. Right, ben hashmashos, let's say ben hashmashos between ches and tes iyar, so already he'd be obligated in the morning of ches in tefillin midaraisa, even though it's a suffix whether he was born ches or tes, and of course you can count him for a minyan as well. So that's the din of the katan. There's one other area which by fascinating coincidence I'm to take up a few weeks ago in shul, a shir on mi ro'i lalot l'torah. So that, in short form, is this area. Who can be counted for the minyan in terms of shmiras ha-mitzvos? What's the status of an avarion, a chote, to be called to the Torah, or meaning be counted for a minyan? So different opinions also. Can a Jew do something that destroys his cheskes kashrus, so that he would not be considered an adult male worthy of being counted in the minyan? Or said a different way, can he destroy his cheskes kashrus so that he would not be part of minigdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael? He impairs his status. In theory, I guess, yes. Take an Oved Avodah Zarah, right? A convert to another religion, he opts out. So is that person still considered a Jew for the purpose of counting for a minyan? And lesser offenses. So Beis Yosef quotes a Sefer HaManig, Ve'odam shovaryon ve'lo nidu akol me'etzlam. If a person is a sinner, but he has not been excommunicated by the kol, Nimne leminyan asara v'chayav v'chol ha-mitzvos. He's still counted among the ten, and he's obligated in all the mitzvos, notwithstanding that he is an avaryam. Tichsiv ba'achon, it says regarding achon, chata Yisrael, they said of achon, sin in Sefer Yeshua, Israel sinned. It wasn't Israel, it was only one man, Achan, but that's the Gemara's Liman in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalad. Chata Yisrael, afopi shechata Yisrael hu. A Jew who sins is still considered a Jew, dibikdushase kai veloyotza miklal Yisrael. If he hasn't been put in cherem, he's still part of the klal. But, aval imidu metzlam, if he's been placed in cherem, einam etzarif lasara velo lechol dover shebikdusha, he's not counted for 10, for minyan, or any davar shebikdusha. Shemitztarif, ma ho'ilu betakon asam, shevdilu me'agud asam. If they do count him, so what do they gain by cherem? There is no nidui if a person is still counted. Kach kasav Rashi, that's Rashi's opinion. Famously, the Maharam Mirutenberg disagreed. Shavaryan shavar gzeres hatzibur emlo nidu nimna l'minyan asara. In another tshuva he wrote, even cherem, you can't ban him from the shul. You may not count him for a minyan. Here, a person, apparently the person was they committed some property crime. You can ban him from the shul, but you cannot count him in the minyan. V'zeinze aser lo midin haTalmud lo minude v'lo b'muchram v'gam lo b'kabal sakol. It's not say outside he can daven as well, but midivrei Rishonim isbar shechet ain't a sibul shalol hitzarfut l'minyan. Rishonim, it seems that just because a person sinned, it's no reason to negate his participation in the minyan. Sheken gam Yisrael shechata, he's still Yisrael. Umemela miskayim ba'posak v'nikdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. That's the makor for tefillah ben minyan. If he's still part of b'nei Yisrael, he can be counted. Gam kasher hu minudem mibchina chavratid, amenei l'starf l'minyan, enem me'ikar din, ela no'ado l'tei shinaim l'nidui. So this is the chiddush of the Maharam Mirutenberg. Even someone in cherem, Me'ikar adin, he could still count as part of a minyan. So in theory, if he was the 10th man, so you can't daven within 4 amos of him. But if he's the 10th man, then you could count him because it's only a din in the koach hatzibur, but it's not a din in the hakamas haminyan. The minyan can still count him. Nidoi cheirim is an expression of the tzibur. And here the Mechaber says, Avaryon sha'ava gzeres hatzibur o sha'ava aveiro imlo niduhu nimne leminin asara. Sinner who violates some gzer of the tzibur, stami sinned in other ways. If he's not in nidu, he can be counted. Minude ein mitzarfen osa l'chol davar shetzar chasara av amutul spal b'veis ha'knesa she'usham elm kein pershu l'achmer lo b'kach. A minuda can't count, can't be combined for anything that needs 10, but he could daven in shul, unless they're specifically machmir. The Mishnah Berurah says on Avar Avera, Kasper Megadim, Dafka Avera She'avar L'Teavon. If he sinned because of his appetites, Avalahachis Afilu B'Davar Echad Oshumumel Avodas Galilim Machal Shabbos for Hesya Dino Ka'akam Enim Mitzarf. As you recall, a few weeks ago we discussed this. The Mishnah Berurah is very strict. He says a person who is a Mumel Avodas Zara, B'chal Shabbos for Hesya, he has a din of an akum. Even if he violates one avera lahachis, he has a din of an akum, and therefore he's no longer b'chlal b'nei Yisrael. Lo niduhu, then he can still count. Afilo avera shechayv lo misa. If he's not in nidui, even if he's commits a capital crime like b'chal Shabbos, he could still be counted because that's achon. Yisrael pishachot Yisraelu uvu kedushte. The sect that were called Karaites, they're not counted. Anyone who denies the oral law, that he's considered a kofar and he's not counted in 10. Now, the issue is, of course, that takes in a lot of territory today. someone who's kofer b'tar shabal peh. It makes it very difficult, according to the Mishnah Berura. All right, so he asks, Ma din yudim sheinam shomrim Torah mitzvah b'yameinu? What then is halacha in our day? Hayim gam kayom mechal shabbat einam yichalim l'sarif l'minyan. We say as well, some is mechal shabbos, he can't count for a minyan. Sacham avadja is machmir. Saying l'sarif l'minyan mishmechal shabbos for hesya, it's Yalkut Yosef. You should not count in a minyan. Some is mechal shabbos for hesya. Kigon shosim halacha shasur min atar. V'hasar mi yisrael b'yachav. He does some halacha in front of 10 Jews. Uvichlal ze mishenoheg mchanit b'shabbat b'shut harabim. Someone who drives a car in public. In exigent circumstances, certainly Mariv, what he's saying, Baruch on Kaddish. They have on whom to rely. If you had one of these Mechal Shabbos, he should not be the only one saying Kaddish, because then it's a Shiloh. That's what Chambavadja said. We'll see Rav Moshe in a second. Rav Moshe's Mekil, but we discussed this a few weeks ago in Shul. I brought a number of good rayas the other side. What's that? Yeah, it's the Chazon Ish, right. Yeah, you didn't have to go down that route. I quoted a few weeks ago, the Binyan Tzion, Rav Yaakov Etlinger, the Aruch HaNer. It's in Shudah Chadashot, Simon Chav Gimel. See, he was dealing, of course, in Germany with this phenomenon of Mechal Shabbos, who went to work, but they came to Davin as well. All right, so what's their status? See, he said, if a guy goes to shul, all right, and then he goes to work, he's a believer, right? He's not kofer b'shabbos. You usually say kofer b'shabbos is kofer b'briya b'borei. He denies God as creator and denies creation. But v'zeh modeh, ayet filo v'kiddush, but this guy's modeh Shabbos. He comes to daven, he makes kiddush. So, and magam shebivnei, masher kama tachem, asher lo yod, v'lshomu dine shabbos, shedom mamshe tzedukim, to he says this person's children are tinoko shenishbu, because Nebuch, they grew up with the father who observed Shabbos. But notice the Binyan Tzion is not rejecting anybody. The father he includes because the guy's motive is Shabbos. He's not denying Shabbos, and the children he includes because of Tinoko Shinishbu. Now, this is based on the Rambam. Rambam had a beautiful phrase in the Geras HaShmad that it's not roi to be marchik Mechal Shabbosos velimos osam, and to reject them, to scorn them, el mekarvam mezarzam lasos hamitzvos. And he quotes that if a poshe comes to shul, mekablin osam, they nagin bo minig bizoyon. And he quotes the pasuk in Mishle, Le'avozu leganav keyignav lemalasha kiyarav, al yavozu poshe yisrael shem bom b'seisa lignov mitzvos. Don't reject sinners who come in secret to steal mitzvos. A guy drives in to listen to Kriyas HaTorah? You don't reject such a person. You welcome such a person. So that has a lengthy history behind it, notwithstanding that Chacham Avadjin accepted. Rav Moshe Feinstein did. And he says, the question was, Archaim Chelik Alf Simon Chav Gimel, Im Letzar Peshas Adchak Mechai Shabbosos La'asor B'Lekadosh L'Gedusha. He says he was asked this, and our minig, She'af Bishvil Yochid Person Al Shmar M'Kedusha Yesh Letzar from, you can't count these people. Dehokevon Shemikra Echad Yalpina Nadim V'Kiddush Hashem L'Har B'Shar Veshu B'Asara Vadin she'enom davar shemikdusha b'chas me'asar l'chein k'shem shekiddush Hashem le'hareg hu mechuyev afli asar kofer mumre ach im ach hem Yisrael. So to hear, if you have 10 Jews who are not religious, they would still count as an edah for v'nigdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael, the mitzvah kiddush Hashem. So this should be no worse, if it's even better.
So Rabbi, if you're invited to our mitzvah to reform shul, are you
Yotze, Dusha? No, not in the least. Shadavin privately. Yeah.
What about giving them an aliyah? It doesn't say that here.
Oh, so that we just, you weren't here, I guess, a few weeks ago. So that was a shir I gave about calling them to Torah. And most say yes, except you can't call, you should not call a person for an aliyah if it's the a part of the Torah they violate. You can't call a ganav for a signov, machal Shabbos for, you know, any parsha of Shabbos. That you don't do, except for the Sefer Hasidim, who says, no, daf, you should shame the person, because maybe this way he'll do tshuva. All right, aside from that, most say not to do it, so as not to embarrass him. According to this, well, some of the boy l'chal pachas rov minyan. The other point is, there are shitas that say he should have seven aliyos aside from him. That's correct. Right. Lochain im ach atom mispal yesh makam lahat l'tzarfim laf l'didhu alidon l'baruchu kashkudusha yesh l'tzarfim counter for minyan. Certainly, b'shas atchak, but even if not, v'mishul hashas yochal lo makal tefilo tziyam dekem shemichuyav mitfilo yochal tziyan avamal tefilo tziyam mistar b'shal yechshav yesh laskem b'shas atchak tezitei kadosh kudusha baruchu. Certainly, b'shas atchak. And here we wouldn't say just ne'ilav. If the fellow was the tenth and he came to shul, almost by definition, he's not a kofer or an avarion. What's that? Oh, so that's the question, whether he should be a shatz. That's a different issue entirely, because then he may not be representative of the tzibur. Depend on his sin. In any event, kevan shegam hameraglim nechshu yisur linkidish Hashem, memelo nigra gam chelkam shal mechal shavs peresha v'im nachayim. Think about it. We learn the toch. How do we intend for minyan? From the meraglim. If we're learning from meraglim, the minyan, so certainly we should never be too eager to throw out Jews who want the part of the minyan. Gentlemen, this is a wrap.